It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. This week's wet weather has helped firefighters with two wildfires on the western slope. Both the Pine Gulch and Grizzly Creek fire are more than 90% contained. But Cordell Taylor on the Pine Gulch fire near Grand Junction warns the area is still vulnerable to wildfires this season.
You know, in 2 weeks, we could be back to very hot and dry conditions.
Governor Polis has declared a state disaster for the area that has burned or been affected by the Grizzly Creek fire in Glenwood Canyon. Polis says the declaration will free money to help rebuild infrastructure and do more fire suppression in the area. The executive order also frees CDOT to apply for federal emergency funds to help repair and reopen parts of I-70 that were damaged by the fire. A group opposing the repeal of Colorado's Gallagher Amendment, which limits property taxes, filed suit against the state Wednesday. The group says legislators manipulated how the repeal was described in the Blue Book Voters Guide. Dennis Gallagher is the amendment's author.
They want to raise property taxes by $230 million, and over 5 years, it'll be at $1 billion. What they did is turn the Blue Book into a campaign propaganda book.
Legislators say the repeal is needed to prevent more cuts to government services like schools and fire departments. The question will go to voters this fall. State officials want the federal government to halt plans to pipe Colorado River water to Utah. The pipeline would move billions of gallons of water out of Lake Powell. Officials from Colorado and five other states have asked the federal government to withhold a final environmental assessment for the pipeline. They say the states that depend on the Colorado River should resolve debates around water supply collaboratively rather than through a top-down decision. Colorado weather is wet and cool again today, sunny and warmer for Friday and warmer again for the weekend. It's highs in the 40s around Denver today, near 50 in Colorado Springs and Pueblo, and close to 60 in Grand Junction this afternoon. This is CPR News.